This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
From Los Angeles, California to Joy 94.9, this is LA Spins, the weekly entertainment show on everything that's hot in LA and Hollywood. Now, here's your host, Peter Reynolds.
Taylor Swift and actor Joe Alwyn have broken up after 6 years. Sources say it wasn't dramatic, the relationship just ran its course. Swift, 33, has been on her Eras tour, and fans have noticed that Alwyn, also 33, has not been attending. A friend of the couple said last month that they are great together. Yeah, not so great after all. Kim Kardashian is dipping her toes in the acting pool again and will appear alongside some heavy hitters in the upcoming season of American Horror Story. She's appeared in several projects over the years as cameos and voiced Dolores in Paw Patrol the movie in 2021. Well, I never thought I'd say this, but I think I'd just rather watch reruns of Keeping Up with the Kardashians. Stranger Things' Millie Bobby Brown, 19, announced her and Jake Bon Jovi's engagement via Instagram. She wrote, quote, "I've loved you 3 summers now, honey. I want them all," unquote. Brown's engagement ring could be seen in a photo with Bon Jovi, 20, who's the son of John Bon Jovi. Will they make it? Stranger things have happened. Beyoncé and Jay-Z are one of the most powerful couples in the entertainment business. And exotic cars are some of the most popular ways that a celebrity will gift their significant other. And that's exactly what Beyoncé did for her man. She gave him a $2 million Bugatti Veyron. You know you're making a lot of money when you give $2 million gifts. Jesus! Jeremy Renner's first interview since his horrific snowplow accident, which left the Hawkeye actor hospitalized with over 30 broken bones, boosted ABC to number one in his Thursday night slot. It also delivered the highest non-sports viewership since May of 2021. You might say Renner's survival story was a stone-cold smash. Sorry. After 8 years, James Corden is stepping away from hosting The Late Late Show on April 27th. He'll be featuring A-listers like Tom Cruise, Bryan Cranston, and the Kardashians, and there will also be 3 more carpool karaoke segments, including one with K-pop superstars Blackpink. He'll then be free to yell at more waiters. ABC topped the linear rankings with the classic throwback, The Ten Commandments. The 67-year-old title was the most-watched program from March 29th to April 4th, which included the start of Holy Week, when Cecil B. DeMille's classic is a must-see for many families. Yep, Good Friday. For Jesus, though, worst Friday ever. Rapper Coolio died due to an accidental fentanyl overdose, but also had traces of heroin and methamphetamines in his system. The Gangsta's Paradise rapper had a long history of struggling with addiction. His 7 adult children hope to honor his legacy through his music, as well as some sentimental new jewelry. Sounds like those kids are honoring their bank accounts. Jennifer Lopez is in hot water after announcing the launch of her alcohol brand, DeLola. She received heavy backlash because she herself is not a drinker. She says in the ad, quote, "I just wanted to create something better tasting, better ingredients, something I would want to drink with my friends and family. And that is DeLola," unquote. Right.
Idiot of the Week.
Kanye West's private Christian school had all kinds of peculiar rules, including providing only sushi for lunch and not having classes on the second floor because he was afraid of stairs. Oh, and no cleaning services were used. Parents claim their kids are 2 years behind in learning now. Idiot! The Super Mario Brothers movie towered over the box office charts with $377 million in global ticket sales, taking the title for the biggest worldwide debut of the year from Ant-Man and the Wasp, Quantumania. Yep, people all around the world are so bored that they're spending their hard-earned cash to see a giant version of a video game. Let that sink in. Red Hot recording artist SZA has expanded her 2023 world tour with 10 new shows in Europe and 21 more in North America. The European dates run June 1st through the 21st, while the North American portion runs September 20th to October 29th. Oh, and she's still looking to kill Bill, so if your name is Bill, don't go. The founder of the disgraced Fyre Festival says he'll be doing it again. After serving 4 years for defrauding investors for the first Fyre Festival, Billy McFarland says he's bringing the event back. He said, quote, "Fyre Festival 2 is happening. Tell me why you should be invited," unquote. Tell me why you shouldn't still be in jail. If you blinked twice while watching a recent episode of The Mandalorian, you may have missed Lizzo and Jack Black appearing as the Duchess and Captain Bombardier. Yep, series creator Jon Favreau said he had his kids to thank for that, who showed him different videos both had posted on social media proving they were huge fans of the show. This is the way.
The Trash Bin.
Three men have been convicted for the murder of rapper XXXTentacion. Yeah. Dedrick Williams, Michael Boatwright, and Trayvon Newsom were found guilty for shooting and killing the 20-year-old rapper outside a motorcycle shop in Florida in 2018. They have been sentenced to life in prison without a chance for parole.
Guilty!
The news wrap-up.
Google has dropped the vaccine requirement to enter their buildings. Tesla will open a new Megapack battery factory in Shanghai. Bitcoin hit the $30,000 level for the first time in 10 months. The FBI is warning consumers about juice jacking, where public chargers in places like airports can be used to infect phones and devices with malware. Hey, juice jackers, get a life.
And now, this week's number ones.
The number one movie.
It's the Super Mario Brothers movie for the second week.
The number one album.
It's Morgan Wallen, One Thing at a Time, for the sixth week.
The number one app.
PlayerUnknown's Battlegrounds is still the top paid app.
The number one book.
Colleen Hoover, It Starts With Us, is still the top fiction book.
Nathan John Feuerstein, better known as NF, was born in Michigan in 1991. His parents divorced and he was raised by his mother until his father had to take him away when her boyfriend abused him. When his mother died from an overdose in 2009, he dedicated his song, How Could You Leave Us, to her. His first major label album, Mansion, was released in 2015, and since then, he's had major success with his albums Perception and The Search, both reaching number one in the U.S. His fifth studio album, Hope, dropped on April 7th and includes a great new track, which we love. Here's NF with the Song of the Week. Happy.
Yeah, been this way so long, it feels like something's off when I'm not depressed. I got some issues that I won't address. I got some baggage I ain't open yet. I'll be the first to admit that I'm a lonely soul, and the last to admit I need a hand to hold. Losing hope, headed down a dangerous road. Strange, I know, but I feel most at home when I'm living in my agony, watching my self-esteem go up in flames, acting like I don't. Happy. I was happy.
That was NF with the Song of the Week. happy. Follow us across all social media. That's LA Spins, you know, with a Z. And that's what's happening in LA and Hollywood. For LA Spins, I'm Peter Reynolds. So long from the City of Angels.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.